What's happening, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast episode. And in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is if you're someone that's kind of struggles with that all or nothing mentality when it comes to dieting, weight loss, exercise, you know, maybe when things are going well, you're having a really good day, things are going fine with your diet, you know, you're exercising, you manage to find the time to exercise, things are going great. But then one wrong decision, one maybe not ideal choice with your diet, or maybe there's a day where some things happen and then you can't get the workout done you wanted to get done. Do you kind of then go off the rails because you haven't met your expectations that you've set of yourself? I think this is quite a common problem when it comes to weight loss because we expect this kind of perfection from ourselves with this that we don't necessarily expect with other areas of our life. So it's a bit of a strange one. And often this is why people then don't achieve the results they want to achieve. Because if things aren't going 100% perfect and to your expectations, you're just not dieting or you've completely given up. You completely go off the rails. I made one bad choice in terms of meal. You know, I'm on a diet and I didn't really want to eat any sweet stuff. And I ended up caving in and eating a cinnamon bun when I went out for coffee with some friends. So now I've kind of screwed up my diet for today. So may as well just give up and I'll restart on Monday or I'll restart tomorrow. This is the things that seems like maybe it's the right thing to do. But these are the things that are stopping you ultimately from getting to your goal. So what we're going to talk about today is how you can. One thing that I do with my clients that helps them kind of overcome this all or nothing mentality, mindset and this expectation of perfectionism. And it's about how you set your goals, how you set your expectations of yourself. If you set the bar way too high, then you're constantly going to be scrutinizing yourself and not achieving what you want to achieve. So you're going to be constantly failing and feeling bad. So something that I do with clients is we introduce what we call range-based goals. And this is where we set goals with all the different things that they're doing, trying to achieve, ultimately build up the lifestyle and everything that they need to be doing to achieve their overall goal. This is how it works. So let's just say, as an example, for easy maths in my head, you're dieting, trying to lose weight, and for you to be in a deficit, set your target at 1500 calories a day, right? You stick to that for a couple of days. Then what happens is you have one day where actually you end up eating a little bit more. You got a little bit more peckish that day. Maybe you had a few things that just were a bit more calorific and it ends up coming out about 1800 calories per day. Now you feel like a failure because you haven't stuck to your 1500 calorie target. So you think, right, I failed today. You then make a decision that makes you completely go off the rails and you end up consuming more calories than necessary if you'd made a slightly different choice. Now, instead of doing that, what we do, we go, right, you know, your calorie maintenance, as an example, is 2000 calories a day. 1500 calories a day puts you in a nice 500 calorie a day deficit, decent sized deficit. Stick to that, you'll make some pretty good progress. Now, we're not expecting you to stick to that every single day, so I'd rather there be a bit of flexibility there and say, look, here's a range. Let's aim for 1,500 to 1,800 calories per day. You're still in a deficit. If you're in a 1,500 calorie deficit, it's just a slightly more aggressive deficit. But if you consume a few more calories one day, maybe you get a bit peckish after dinner and you fancy an evening snack or maybe you want a bit of an afternoon snack, or maybe you go out for lunch one day and something that you choose is just a little bit more calorific than what you normally have, and you hit 1800 calories a day, guess what? You're still on track. You're still eating in a deficit because you're still 200 calories under the 2000. So you haven't failed. Whereas in the past, that person would have gone, I'm trying to stick to 1500 calories a day, and actually I've consumed 1800 over the past 2 days, therefore I'm kind of failing at things. It's like, well, no, you're not. We've set you a range now where we want you to aim for 1500 to 1800. Anything that sits in between those two, you're on target. So it allows room for flexibility. The same when it comes to things like step goals. Now, I'm all for setting clients when they first start with me. We have a look at their general movement, how much they're moving from day to day, and we want to try and encourage people to move as much as possible. Now, if you come to me and you're like, at the moment, I do about 3,000 steps a day, okay? Well, we know that 10,000 steps is kind of like the holy grail of steps. I'm not going to say to that person, right, what I want you to aim for is 10,000 steps a day. Because for them to go from 3,000 to 10,000, it's quite a significant increase. They might hit that sometimes, but chances are it's going to take some building up to, because their current lifestyle only allows them to do 3,000 steps a day. So they need to chop and change and find, figure out ways where they can increase that step count. If I set that goal at 10,000, chances are they're going to keep not hitting that goal, and they're going to keep feeling like a failure as a result of it, maybe not communicate that to me, and end up wanting to give up. Okay, so it's about setting these expectations. So with that person, we'd go, right, okay, 3,000 a day, we want to try and increase that. Let's try and go for 5,000 to 6,000, or 5,000 to 7,000, anywhere between those two. That's where we want to be sitting. Nice little range there. Some days you'll only get to 5,000, pushing it a little bit further than what you were doing before. Other days, you might find a little bit more time, manage to hit 7,000. Hey, they might even find the odd day of the week where they actually manage to get 10,000, maybe on a Sunday when they're not working and they have time to go out for a nice long walk. But what we're not doing is setting such solid expectations that they feel like a failure when they don't hit those expectations. Exercise. You know, what is optimal when it comes to how many times a week you should exercise, how often, how long for? It all depends on the individual. Now, you might say, oh, yeah, you know, getting down the gym 5 days a week is always going to be better than getting down the gym 2 days a week. Yeah, you may get more results, but can you actually stick to doing 5 days a week down the gym? Does your lifestyle actually allow for that? Because if it doesn't, and you've set that as your goal within the offset, you might do it on week one, week two, but then week three, when other things start to happen in life and you don't manage to get there, how is that going to affect your mindset moving forward because you haven't reached that expectation? I would rather set someone a goal of, look, let's try and do some sort of gym workout, resistance training or form of exercise 2 to 3 days a week. Bare minimum 2 days a week. Three, we're doing brilliant. Anything above three is an added bonus. You might get a chance to do 5 workouts 1 week every 6 weeks because your work diary's quiet, or for whatever reason, you feel more motivated, you've got more energy, you've been getting better sleep, whatever the reason may be. But if we aim for 2 to 3 a week, that's a pretty good range. And you're not putting too much expectation on yourself. And I would set those same ranges with how long the workouts are going to be. 60 minutes in the gym, great. But what about if 1 week work is crazy busy, or kids are off school sick, or it's a school holiday, so time's going to be a lot tighter. Can you find 60 minutes 3 times a week to do a workout? It might be a bit more tricky. So let's aim for 2 to 3 workouts a week, ranging from 20 to 60 minutes. So you see, we're setting not so high expectations. We're allowing room for flexibility. This does such a significant amount when it comes to your mindset. And we could do the same thing with other behavior changes around food. Let's say we've identified with a client, look, you're snacking way too much. This is a bit of a problem. The amount of calories you're consuming per day through snacking, we really want to try and knock this on the head and cut it down. And let's just say that this person had a thing of always snacking in the evenings. And we're like, look, we want to try and knock that on the head by maybe introducing after dinner. Let's say dinner is the last meal of the day. Okay. That simple rule could then stop that person from snacking. Like, this is the last meal of the day. I'm not going to eat anything after this until breakfast the next morning. But there might be 1 or 2 days where that person still caves in. They still want that afternoon snack because at the beginning, that evening snack, because at the beginning, we're not expecting someone to take on all these new behaviors and everything and for everything to go swimmingly and perfect. Some weeks, again, when everything in your life seems rosy, it's going to be a lot easier to stick to. All of a sudden, hard day at work, something happens with the kids, you're not feeling great, you're more tired, whatever it may be, you might revert back to wanting to have that evening snack. Now, we might say to someone, look, this is what we're trying to do. We're going to try and knock this on the head. I'm not expecting you to not have that evening snack 7 days a week. That would be the ideal scenario. But what we're going to do is if you cave 2 days a week, we'll allow that. That's still better than what you were doing before, which was having it 7 days a week. It's about taking constant small actions. Am I doing better? This is what I always get my clients to ask themselves, remind them of this on check-ins, is particularly if they're being mega critical of themselves and maybe they're a bit disappointed in their week, is look back. Have I done better this week than I did last week or the week before? Or am I doing more now than when I first started all of this? And if the answer is yes, then you're making progress. You're moving in the right direction. You're making improvements. It's about allowing room for flexibility with things so that you don't have this all or nothing mindset. Stop you falling off the wagon, as they say. So range-based goals are brilliant for helping you overcome this kind of mindset shift. Allowing yourself to understand, I don't need to be 100% perfect. There is room for flexibility here. And in actual fact, constant action. Oh, I had that chocolate muffin when I was out with friends that I didn't want to have. But, you know, it's just one thing. Yes, it's taken me over my calories slightly for the day, but I'm still sitting within my range. What I need to do is I just need to make sure that the next meal falls in line with my goals, fits into my calorie needs, and doesn't take me too high over my calorie goal for the day. Instead of taking the other thing, which might be, gave into the muffin, I said I wasn't eating this stuff, so screw it, I'll start again tomorrow. And then what you've done is you've given yourself free rein to overconsume for the rest of that day because you've decided I'm not being mindful until tomorrow. Anyway, hopefully that helps. If you are struggling, if you do want a bit of extra help losing weight, building better behaviors around food, around exercise, so that things can become more of a lifestyle, you can get to the results you want, and you can actually understand how to maintain those results, then simply reach out to me, head to the show notes, pop me a DM on Instagram, or pop me an email, and let's have a little chat about how I can help. Thanks for tuning in once again, and I'll catch you in the next one.